Mark Tabugin. Hello, friend, and welcome in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another few moments of Bible study together as we look into the wonderful truths of the new birth, the blessings that are ours through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, through receiving Him as Savior, the wonderful benefits that come into the life of every born-again believer. How many times, beloved, we as believers fail to realize all of the good things that are ours, all the rich blessings and benefits that are ours as children of God. And we're just having a little introductory right now as we're thinking about the privilege and the blessing of belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been talking about how that we are complete in Christ. He's everything that we need, beloved. All that we need is in Jesus. Colossians 2 and verse 9, for in Him, speaking of Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. As we've already considered, Christ is the revelation of God the Father and God the Holy Spirit physically. He is the manifestation of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him. Verse 10 of Colossians 2. Everything we need is in Jesus, beloved. He is the one that opens up to us life. He is the one who sends the Spirit of God into our spirit, for He asked the Father to send the Holy Spirit to represent Him living in us. And it's a part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, as we considered last time. Part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of sin, to open our eyes to truth, to draw us to Jesus Christ. And then, as we saw in John 3:6, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit at salvation. He does the work of salvation. And Romans 8:9 tells us that He is the Spirit of God the Father and the Spirit of God the Son. Jesus Christ is manifested in our life by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the representative of God living in us. Thus, our body becomes the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. And we're told in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, that our body is His temple, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that we are now God's property. We belong to Him. And therefore, we're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. And oh, what a glorious future God has planned for every child of God. We're told over in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, God might gather together in one all things in Christ Jesus. God the Father has planned this, that in Christ Jesus all things will be gathered together in Him. In Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. In that dispensation of the fullness of time, that is the millennial reign of Christ. That's when, beloved, Jesus Christ will come down and will rule and reign upon the earth. And Revelation 19 tells us that we will return with Christ and will help Him. We will rule and reign with him, setting up his kingdom here upon the earth and ruling over the earth for that 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. Oh, what a glorious and amazing future is in store for every child of God. And so we see, beloved, that in Christ, the kingdom of God will come down to earth and will be set up here upon earth. So Christ is far above all, beloved. We're told here in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 21, let's read verse 20, which he wrought, speaking of God, which God the Father wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Beloved, Jesus Christ is above Satan and all of the demons and evil spirits of Satan. He's above all. He's over all. He is Almighty God. And so we see that he is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that world which is to come. That glorious future, that new heaven and new earth, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Beloved, how glorious to know Jesus Christ and to belong to him, to be his, and to have a little part in what God is doing to his glory, his honor, and his praise. All things are under his feet, as we just read there in verse 22. All must bow before him and acknowledge him. Jesus Christ is the head of all principality and all power, beloved. He's the head of all principality and of all power. And that we have already seen in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, and verse 10b, that Christ is above all. He's over all, beloved. He's everything that we need. Let me read it to you again, Colossians 2:10, and ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. He's above all. He's over all, beloved. He is Almighty God. And again in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 21, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Jesus Christ is over all and above all. And again we read in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 22, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. You see, beloved, he is Almighty God, and he's our Savior. He's our Lord. Oh, what a blessing, what a privilege to be born into the family of God, to be a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. You talk about glorious future, glorious blessings in the future. Oh, beloved, how many wonderful, wonderful things are yet ahead of us, we who know Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, one of the wonderful benefits of belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ is the gift of eternal life. Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to belong to the Lord Jesus, to be his, and to receive him into our life. We're familiar, I'm sure, with John 14 and verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ, beloved, is life eternal. In Him and in Him only is life eternal. That's why He said, I am the life. There's no life outside of Jesus Christ. He's the source of eternal life. As we read again in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20, And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. We're in God the Father, and we're in God the Son. This is the true God and eternal life. Oh, beloved, I'm never going to die. If you know Jesus, you're never going to die. We have already passed from death into life, and we have life eternal. Oh, what a privilege, what a joy, what a blessing is ours as the children of God, born into the family of God, and we are His. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. But we who have been born into the family of God have passed from death into life, and we have eternal life. Beloved, I'm never going to die. I've already died to the old life of sin. I've become alive unto Jesus Christ. I have eternal life. And though this body dies, this old earth suit that I dwell in, it's not me, beloved. It's in our spirit that we have our identity. A person is either a child of God or a child of Satan. He's either born again by the Holy Spirit of God and become a joint heir with Jesus Christ, or he's under the control and dominion of Satan, lost and separated from God and on his road to a Christless eternity. Beloved, every individual's in one place or another. Have you believed in the Lord Jesus? Have you accepted Him as Savior? Does He indwell you by the Holy Spirit of God? If not, cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He'll save you. Till next time, goodbye.